Money Control has been extensively covering all the news stories in the run-up to Budget 2020. We will continue to present the biggest and best stories before and after the budget with the help of top economists, experts and analysts. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com or download the app now. Hello and welcome. You're listening to Budget 2020 podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Patra and with me is Gaurav Chaudhary, Deputy Executive Editor of Money Control. And we're going to be discussing about the fiscal deficit concerns. Thanks a lot for joining in, Gaurav. Well, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had set a fiscal deficit target of 3.3% for the current financial year, that's FY20. How likely is it that the government will breach this target and by how much, according to you?
Well, at this point in time, it does look appear extremely likely that the government is going to breach the target, in the sense that the government is unlikely to achieve the fiscal deficit target of 3.3% of GDP. But that said, we have to wait until the end of the financial year on March 31, and later, after which the government puts out the final figures, to find out. It's going to be very interesting to see what are the kind of revised estimate figures the finance minister puts out while presenting the budget on February 1. It may so happen that the revised estimates of fiscal deficit may have breached the budget estimates only by just by a little margin, and that could be because the government probably expects a lot of disinvestment to take place in the next two months or so, and also some interim dividends to come in from PSUs, and you never know, also from the Reserve Bank of India.
All right, I will speak to you about the divestment as well, but could you share with us what are the numbers as to where we stand currently as far as the revenue collections, both tax and non-tax revenues, are concerned, and how much of a shortfall is there from the budgeted targets right now?
Well, if you look at the latest figures which are available now, so far as government accounts are concerned, revenue receipts are clearly down. It's about half of what the government would have expected.
Okay.
So for the full year of the budget, tax receipts are in fact 49% of full year estimates.
Okay.
Disinvestment, the government had set a steep target of 1 lakh crore, and the government has so far achieved only about slightly less than 13,000 crore. Fiscal deficit as a percentage of GDP is already at 114% of the budgeted estimates.
Yeah.
But that said, some of these could change eventually over how tax collections change in the next two and a half months, and also how disinvestment proceeds. And what are the kinds of dividends that public sector undertakings, the RBI and banks, pay to the government?
Right. Let's also expound a little bit more on the disinvestment target. Now, so far you did say 13,000 crores, which is probably less than 20% of the target that they had set for this year. Now, this is disappointing to say the least, because when you compare it with the last few years or couple of years, when they had met the disinvestment target and even overachieved it.
Yeah.
So, is it still possible to meet this disinvestment target? And if not, then by how much can we cover up?
So it will clearly depend on the cabinet has already cleared the disinvestment of Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited, Shipping Corporation India, and Container Corporation of India. So these are the three big mega disinvestments that are coming over the next few months, and the government would be hoping that they could close this by the end of this financial year, that is by March 31. Among these three, BPCL clearly is the star disinvestment target, which the government would like to close before the financial year ends. At current market cap, and please remember, BPCL, they are not selling entire BPCL. They are actually taking out Numaligarh Refinery Limited out of BPCL and then selling it. Even at current market cap, BPCL would probably go at about 52,000 crore minus of NRL. But that's it, since the government is completely ceding control, and it's going to control will remain with the buyer, whoever bids it and wins the bid. Government, I'm sure, is going to negotiate a very, very high, steep control premium. So people who are tracking this, and people who track this very closely, do tell us that the government could end up earning close to about anywhere between 60 to 70,000 crore on BPCL disinvestment alone, assuming it goes through and they get the right bidder. Likewise, for Shipping Corporation of India and CONCOR, together all these three should fetch the government more than 70,000 crore.
Okay.
All put together, they should be close. If they are able to close this, they should be close to the 1 lakh crore target that was set out in the budget, if assuming these, and among these, BPCL actually goes through in this financial year. But what we also hear is that the government could actually monetize a lot of land assets, which I assume is not going to happen in the next 2.5 months because it's a longer process. It moves in a, it's a slow moving variable. It moves in a slower lane. Hmm. So when the budget is presented for next year, 2021, on February 1, and I wouldn't be surprised if the finance minister sets an equally steep target, disinvestment receipts target for next year, if not more than 1 lakh crore. I would not be surprised if it is more than 1 lakh crore. A large part of that could be driven by monetization of land and physical assets, because a lot of land assets are lying idle with PSUs, which the government would seek to encash on. So disinvestment, if BPCL, Concor and Shipping Corporation goes through in this financial year, in the next 2.5 years, and that's a big if, then the government should be close to the budgeted target. Otherwise, it's likely to fall short.
All right. And lastly, Gaurav, now the situation, the fiscal situation has also sparked a debate as to whether the government should really stick to the fiscal consolidation path or actually run the risk of a higher deficit to actually push growth in the upcoming budget. And how sacrosanct it is for the government to really stick to this target of 3.6%.
Fiscal consolidation has been actually one of the high points of this government ever since it assumed office since 2014, and has been able to, you know, really keep down fiscal deficit under check, or government borrowing under check. And it's important to keep fiscal deficit under check, not just because the sovereign rating agencies are keeping a close eye, but also because higher government borrowing actually crowds out private investment. So if there is X amount of money available within the bank's pool of lendable resources, and if the government goes borrows a large part of it, it leaves less money with banks to lend to private corporates and individuals. And eventually what it will do through a secondary round effect, it will end up raising, and with more people clamoring for less money available with banks, that's only going to raise interest rates. Borrowing costs will go up for both individuals and corporates. And that is something that the government, no government would like to be. It's a situation that the government would rather avoid, because interest costs or capital raising costs from banks should be kept as low as possible, or within affordable limits, or within reasonable limits. Otherwise, it would stunt the growth objectives.
All right. Thanks a lot, Gaurav, for sharing all these insights. Well, it is highly likely that the government may be breaching the fiscal deficit target of 3.3% this time around. Most of the experts do believe that meeting this target is definitely sacrosanct for a country like India as well. Thanks a lot for joining us in this edition of podcast, and many thanks for listening to us.